And I have one of the strategy. Can you do like that? And that means I hug you for all of them. That is hug from Romania. My name is Daniel Banu. Like what you heard, I'm from Romania. One of the nice country. I have to believe that. And I'm here with one of the nice and wonderful wife, Mirela. And we have 8 children together. It's normal to think when people they heard about my family and the children, think, oh, 8. How can he feed? How can he guide them and lead them? But you know, God is God. It's when you talk with the people from outside, they think you are crazy. But we believe in God. And in the short way, I say what we have here in the land, in the ground, in the world, and rich and the values is our children. Because when we leave from here, we leave with them. When we go to heaven, we go with them. And there is our values, what we have here. And we say, praise the Lord, we people from Romania and the special Christian, they fill up the Bible. Because the Bible says they fill up the Bible, because the Bible says multiply. Hallelujah. Many you know, I'm a pastor in Romania. I just to present a little bit about mission in Romania. I received Jesus when I was 14 years. And first of all, I be a deacon. That is step in Romania. And after that, presbyter, you need to have 40-50 people to be a presbyter. Presbyter in Romania. Presbyter. Presbyter. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and to be a pastor, you need to have 200 people in your church or other church. This is system. Yes. And that is, system in Romania. And I, what I say, I received Jesus when I was 14 years. And first of all, when I heard to understand what is calling to be a pastor, first of all, I cry and I say, I don't want it. This job is tough. I see to my father and other, I say, it's too hard to do that.
Yes.
And today I say, praise the Lord for this calling, even its life is tough. Yes. Sometimes I say, why God you put me in Romania? It's a difficult time. But I say, hallelujah. Anyway, I say hallelujah. And I give thanks for Norway. I say thank you for let us to be partner to your ministry in Norway. Thank you so much. You support mission and especially me in Romania.
for støtten, for misjon, også for mer personlig.
And now the church extend and the ministry extend in Romania. Three years ago, I was just 8 church. And now we extend to 10 church. And last week I was in one of the church 100 kilometers from our place.
Last week.
And we start other small group there, other new church. And our mission is to extend the mission of God and to see the kingdom of God come large. Yes, and that I say thank you so much for your support, for the prayer, for the mission in Romania. And I have to say today thank you to my friend from Romania. It's here. I meet us today in his home. He lives here in Oppdal. And today we invite to be here with us. And we want to give... okay, I have a word from the Lord. And thank you so much for letting me to share my heart. My English is not so well, it's not so good. I try to preach in English. And if I make mistake, forgive me. Yes, in the same time, help me. I have a word from the Lord, battle of the value. Battle of the value.
You mean the bottom?
Yes, battle of the value.
Yes.
And from beginning, you can read.
Yes.
Take a little time, but that is, we have to read. I hope you have patience with me, to suffer me. Okay, you just read. 11, 17, Joshua 17, 11. 11 to 18. Yes, you can read. You can read in your language.
11 to 18. I Issakar og i Asher fikk Manasseh, Betsean og de byene som hørte til Ibleam og de byene som hørte til den som bodde i Dor og de byene som hørte til den som bodde i Endor og de byene som hørte til den som bodde i Tanak og de byene som hørte til den som bodde i Megiddo og de byene som hørte til altså 3 fjellområder. Men Manasses barn klarte ikke å drive ut dem som bodde i disse byene, for kananeerne hadde bestemt seg for å bli boende i dette landet. Da Israels barn ble sterkere, skjedde det at de satte kananeerne til tvangsarbeid, men de drev dem ikke ut fullstendig. Så talte Josefs barn til Josefa og sa, «Hvorfor har du bare gitt oss en tilmålt arvedel og ett område?» Vi jo et stort folk, siden Herren har velsignet oss inntil nå. Da svarte Josua til dem, «Hvis du et stort folk, så kan du dra opp i skoglandet og selv rydde deg et sted der oppe i Persittenes og kjempenes land, siden Efraims fjellland for trangt for dere.» Men Josefs barn sa, «Fjellandet ikke nok for oss, og alle kananeerne som bor i landet ved dalen, har jernvogner, både de som fra Betsean, med byene som hører til, og de fra Israel-dalen. Josua talte til Josefs hus, til Efraim, og Manasseh og sa, «Du et stort folk, og har stor styrke. Du skal ikke ha bare en tilmålt del.»
18.
«Men fjellandet skal være ditt. Selv om det skogkledt, skal du hogge det ned, og selv de ytterste grensene skal tilhøre deg. For du skal drive kananeerne ut, selv om de har jernvogner og sterke.»
Thank you for patience. I start with this verse from the Bible and share my heart.
Jeg starter med en skrift her, for å dele min
because it's a similar from our country. It's a similar with my nation where I live. Because in our life we have many battles. We have a battle in the life, in the family, in the ministry, in the job. In many things we have a fight. And sometimes life it's like up and down. And in the ministry, in everything. Like what I say, 8 children is not so easy. And to be in the ministry is not so easy. And this part from the Bible has with my life. My stories, I start very poor. I come from 11 brothers and sisters. And Mirella, the father of Mirella and mother the same. She is from 11. And you know, when you look to the world, when you look to your country, it's very poor. It's difficult to up the eyes to believe and trust in Jesus, you know, and only change my life was just Bible. I try to share with you to show how much God we have, how big God we have. We know that many kings, they use gun, they use bomb to give a peace. In many battles. But Jesus used just the Bible. Jesus used just the Bible. And he make a peace. Just Bible, just word of God. And give a peace. And we are here together, Romania and Norway, because it was Jesus, this old of Bible. And that changed my life. You know, the life, it's we live in the world in many voices. Voice of mass media, voice of the internet, voice of group. And that voice has an influence over us. And the only Bible has really voice, and that is the Word of God. And that is a story from the Bible has same with the story from what I live in my village. And that story has with the people, they have a plan, and they have a courage to fight. Because in the vocabulary or to Satan, in his vocabulary, you don't find peace. You don't find peace. In his vocabulary, it's just fight. He just fight. And if you decide to stay just home, if you decide to say, okay, I don't want to fight, that means you make peace with him. And I decide in my ministry, I decide in my life to fight. Because that is really faith. To have courage. Because in this story with Manasseh, 400 they was a slave to Egypt. 400. And after that 40 years, they walk in the wilderness to go to the promised land. And they has the promise of God, and God be with them. And you know, and after 400 years to be in Egypt, what was in that generation, in mentality? What was there? Just, you know, it's impossible. It's difficult to be there, to go there. And after 40 years in the wilderness, they take the land. God was with them. And be with them in the Canaan. And you know what is strange in this story? Is Manasseh, he received that land. He was like a master. He said, this is my land. For beginning in verse 11, say, this is my land. You know? And God gave that land to him. And after that, you see, the Bible say, the nation extend. And his nation extend. And the Bible say, in verse 13, say, Manasseh not have a place with his people. His country, his people multiply. And Manasseh go to Joshua. And he say, my country, my people extend. We don't have enough place to live here. Can we go to the mount there? And to have more place. And Joshua say, the word say in the Bible, you can go there. You can go there. You can cut the tree and you can make a place there. But what is important in this verse is the danger to live in the valley. Because if we look to the Bible, that happened with Abraham and with Lot. When they choose with the eyes, Lot look was a good grass, Lot. Yes, and see, that is my place. I go there and say to Abraham, if you go to left, Abraham say, if you go to left, I go to right. You know the story. And Lot choose with the eyes. And you see the nice grass, and he go there. And you know in the end what much suffer in the heart, Lot. How much suffer in the heart, Lot, because he choose with the eyes. And what is important in this verse with Manasseh? First of all, the Bible say the children of Israel, they were so strong in verse 13. They were so strong. And the Canaanites, they pay beer to the people, to Manasseh, to the children of Manasseh. When they were so strong, when they believe in God, you know, the people from Canaan, they pay a tax to them. But why in the end, that is the question, why in the end they was afraid to come to the mountain? Because the Joshua said to them, you go there. God is with you. You took the tree and you open there and many doors and you can have place there. But you know, the Bible say the son of Manasseh and the children of Manasseh, they was afraid. And they say, yes, we go there. But the son of the Canaanites, these people, Canaanites, they are so strong. They kill us. And when I read that, I see this story is the same to my country. Because, you know, if you read in the Bible, this value was many battle there. Many battle there. Deborah, he win in that. Deborah win in that, in the battle, in the world. Value. Deborah from the Bible. Yes. Yes. She win in the battle of that. Yes. Yes. Deborah. And many, many people from the Bible was many battle here and they win. And this valley was one of the rich place. And Manasseh live in that place and has a good life there. good life. You know, because you know, the Canaanites, they paid the tax to them. And that the country extend and the people extend. You know, but what is important in this subject? And that was part to my life. You know, the Bible say you are the salt. The Bible say you are the light. And we are the salt and we are the light to this. And you know, for beginning they was a strong. Beginning they was not afraid. They has a courage. Because they win and they take the place of Canaan. And after that, the Bible say they have to take out these people from Canaan where they live. But they don't do that. And Manasseh, they say, okay, it's right. They can live with us. It's no problem. They can live with us. And that I say, you are the salt and you are the light of this world. The Bible say. It's no problem when we live outside. When people walk in the darkness. Because we have to be there. To be light. You know, that is no problem. In Romania, many Christians, they are afraid of that. They look to the poor people and they look to the drunk people. Oh, I am holy. You are sinner. Now Jesus say, you be among of them. You have to show the light. You have to show the. You are a soul. Bible say that you are a soul. You know, and Manasseh they live with them. With these people from Canaan. But why they lose the courage? Why they lose the courage? The problem is not live with them. The problem is you look like them. You live like them. The problem is not to live with them. The problem comes when you try to live like them. You know? And these people from Canaan, these people, Manasseh with the son, you know, first of all, they received money for them. They were so strong. They was full of courage. You know, and Joshua know them. Say, go to the mountain. God is with you. God is with you. He give you the place. God is with you. But one of the reasons was they lose the courage. They lose the faith. Was because they start to live like them. They start to live like them. And the Bible say, you are the light. You are the soul. And today we ask, you know, I see in Romania. I see many church. You know, to be a Christian is not just to be a Christian to the church. That say you are sold. And the Bible say when you lose that power, when you lose that test of sold, you are nothing. And many Christians, they live like a soul, but they don't have that test of the soul. And these people from Canaan, from Manasseh, they live between, among of them, but they live, they lose that courage. They lose that faith. And after that, when Joshua go to them, say, God is with you. God is with you. They say, oh yes, but the Bible say is a car full of fire in verse 16. You see? You see? 16. It's full of fire, that cars. You see? It's full of fire. How can we win? How can we win? And you know, in the verse very fast. Number chapter 13. Uh, Very fast. The Bible say in Numbers chapter 13, we verse 27 to 33. I know that it's no need to read because take a long time. You know, it is the same when Joshua and Caleb they was to see how they leave Canaan.
Det var som når Josua og Caleb skulle gå og se på Kanaan.
And the Bible say they see the son of Anak. They see that. They were so strong. When they was there to see, they see the rich country, nice country, you know, but when they back to the Moses, they say, yes, it's a nice country, it's a good place. Yes, but there is a son of Anak. Oh, they so strong. They, you know, they eat people. And you know, one of the strategy to Satan is not just cancel your identity. You know, it's one of the cancel the mentality. He has that strategy to cancel your mentality. You know, to put in your mentality you are weak, you are nothing, you are from Romania, corrupt country, many people poor. What you do in Romania? Can you live in another country? Can you go in another country? Many people they invite. I have brother and sister in Italy and a good job and a good church there. 10 years ago, I started a church in Italy. And my sister, she is there, and husband to my sister is a pastor there. And good place to live. And they invite me there. Say, Romania is corruption. Romania is poor. You come here. Move. And I decided, I say no. Because I believe in God. And I trust in God. Romania can be changed. But first of all, we need to change mentality. And I decided to change mentality. My mentality. And that can help me, because the obstacle not is in my way. The really obstacle is here. And you know, if you don't have a dream, you live for others. When you have the courage, when you have a dream, that means God is with you. And these people, they lose that dream. They lose that courage. You know, because when they live there, among of that people, everything was right. Everything was nice. You know, they stay, and the Canaan, people from Canaan paid them. They pay tax to them. You know, and the Manasseh and all of them, they say, okay, I am here, we don't do nothing, you know, because they pay us. They come to be lazy. And when they extend the country, that was the step to do. Say, we have to go there, we have to go to the mountain. We have to go to the mountain because our country extend. Our nation extend, but they live with that people. They live between them, you know, and they lose. They live like them, and they lose that courage. And if you ask, okay, if you look to the Bible, and when we talk about faith, when we talk about really faith. The really faith is, I have this faith in my heart. I believe in God. And that means really faith is to give that stafeta to the new generation. That is the faith. To give that stafeta to the new generation. That is the faith. Because we receive that faith. We receive that stafeta. And we give to the new generation. What I teach today is not just the word. I live in my country. I do it in my country. Because I come from the poor country. Where people is sick. Where people can be afraid. When people they don't have a hope. When people they lose the courage. And today Jesus looked to the people they have courage. To have a faith. And to trust in God. Because that Bible say. Even the heart, the life is hard. Even we visit some people they is poor. And I give you one example. And my wife is here. My wife is here. Last year was one of the hard experience in my life. And I was to her to the hospital. You know, to test. And the doctor say, your wife is close to have a cancer. And the doctor take a test. And he said, Daniel, take this test to go to the Bucharest. And I take that blood and I go to the Bucharest. And I receive the answer from 2 months. And in 2 months, I wait for the answer. If it's cancer, it's not a cancer. And the doctor say, you have to go because it's close to the cancer. And think of that. To have 8 children. To be a pastor, to have a responsibility for the mission. To call God to you. And you receive that answer from the hospital. And to go to the hospital. And the doctor say, cancer. What you do? What you think? What you think? What you do? 8 children. They wait mother to come home. To give food in the table. And wash them. What is in our mind? And I say, I believe in you, God. And I trust in you, God. Because you are the only God. You promise you are with me. I decide to believe and trust in God. Every morning, my daughter, my family, we wake up and we pray. I say, you trust in you, God. I believe in you, God, because you are only God to heal my wife. And after 2 weeks, after 2 months, we wait for that. And I call it Corey. I call somebody from Norway. And the people from the church, they know that. And we fast. And we continue to pray and believe in God. And when I was to the hospital, I received the answer. Your wife is healed. Your wife is healed. Your wife is healed. That is our God. We preach about this Jesus. We trust in Him and we believe in Him. That is our faith. Because the Satan, he wants to lose your faith. He wants to lose your courage. That Jesus, that Joshua said to Manasseh, go to the mountain. God is with you. It's your land. Go there. But they lose the courage. That happened. When we live like a people from outside, God called to us and say, you are the light. You are the light. You are the salt. You have to show them you are the light. And I believe if you don't, that, you know, trust, crust, if you don't walk with that cross here, you don't have the crown in the heaven. And sometimes the life, it suffer. Sometimes up and down. But if you believe in and trust in God, God is with us. Because he promised. God is with us. God is with people from Norway. God is with people from Romania. And we have to believe and we have to trust in him. You know the story of the Bible, and I close with that. All of them, we know the story of the three guys was in the oven to the fire. And what I like in that is story. First of all, the king goes and talk with them. You know, they say, the fire is prepared for you. You have to worship to me. You have to worship to me. And they decide, they say, no. 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 But in the end, was one of the very important words there, what I'm learning from that. After this, after they talk with the king, and the king convinced to them to worship, and they say no, and they say one of the very important words. He say even God don't take out from there. They say even. They say I don't worship. My knees, we don't do like that. I want to go there in the oven. But I didn't deny God. I didn't deny God. I denied to you the king, but I didn't deny God. And for beginning they say, no, because we believe God is with us. But in the end, they say, even God. You know what the verse tell me? These people show the love what they have from God. They show the love what they have from God. My life, it's no problem for my life. I love Jesus. Even I die, even I go there in the fire, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And today, Jesus look after us and check your life and check my life. How price is, how I'm ready to pay the price. I'm not cheap Christian. I'm not cheap Christian. I'm expense. Because God give what is expense. And also Jesus, he give what as expense. And my life, even his expense, but I give to Jesus. The Bible say, I give all I have in my hand, I give to him. My hands, I give to God. And when I give my hands to God, God take my hands. And I ask, what is in my hands, God? What is in my hands? In my hands is not just my hands. In my hands is my ability. I give my ability to God. What is in my hands is money. I give my money to God. What is in my hands is my children. I give my children to God. What is in my hands is my ministry. I give ministry to God. And that is, I am not cheap Christian. I am expense Christian. I am expense Christian. I am expense Christian. Because God give what is expense. God give what was the best. And I don't give cheap things to God. I give what is expense. And if it's your life is expense, I give to Jesus. I give to God. Because God give what was expense. When I come to the church, I'm not cheap Christian. I not come because somebody come. I come because I love Jesus. Because he's in my life. And today Jesus called the church. Noah make a big boat for the people come inside. But today we have the church. Today we have the church. And even people, they don't come here. We come out. We go out. We go out to the church. That we decide. This verse from the Bible, this story from the Bible has a part with my life. I don't preach, I don't say something just words. This has a part for my life, has a part for my family, has a part for my children. I decide to fight. I decide to be full of courage. I decide in my mind, my mentality, I trust and I believe in God. Even the life is bad. Even I am sick. Even I visit people and I see the need. Even I see the people and I see they sick. God called me to be a model. God called me to show really God. To show them our faith. That's a Joshua. Trust and believe in God. God is with you. Go to the mountain. Cut the tree. Cut the tree. And there is your place. I don't want to stay there. Just nice place. Just to relax. Just to stay home. God call you. God call us. To be His people. To go out. And bring people here. Even we have a challenge in our life. We have the same God. I know you have the same challenge. Even you are in Norway. Even you have what you need. Even you are poor. Even you are rich. We have a challenge in our life. Challenge in family. Challenge with children. But what is important? We have the same God. We have the same Jesus. We have the same blood. We have the same brother. And our big brother is Jesus. And one day our big brother come. And take our suffer. Our pain. Our sickness. And we have there. A nice. 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 I want to bless him today with a prayer. Because we believe in the same God. With the same blood. And I want to stand up. Excuse me if I was long.